come, here I come. Tonight, bum, 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 bum. Time to get it started. You know what to do.
This is Jamie Foxx.
Jamie Foxx. If you want to, here I come once again.
This is Jamie Foxx.
It's just me and all my. Yeah, but it's Jamie Foxx. You know what? That's an overlooked theme song, man. You don't give Jamie Foxx that credit.
Yeah, you know what? Good
I'm
point.
Banging.
Good point. It was nice. It was
That's
nice.
What
Nerd soul.
Late Ill Kid at One Youngster holding it down. Bring that street geek and nerd soul. What is up, my people, today? Oh, yeah. Coming with another wonderful episode of Beast Vibes Life. That's right. We're getting ready to do it. You ready?
Yeah.
All right. So, Beast Vibes Life, you know the deal. Usually I bring an album, someone else brings an album that we're about to introduce. We hash it out. But we're going to have some fun today, lay back and talk a little bit of news. So, to my metaphysical left or right, my metaphysical right.
Right this time?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Metaphysical right. The incredible, incomparable, enigmatic, amazing Arcatron.
What up, y'all? It's me, Arcatron, in the place to be. I'm on the MIC. Well, it's kind of like over there because it's a phone, but I'm on the MIC. You can find me at arckatron.com. Cop the whole discography, please. We need it. But yeah, so we about to do some stuff today. Got some new stuff today. And we got Nerd Soul in the build into my metaphysical, spiritual left today.
That's right. NERD, SOUL, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Spotify, Music, Podcast, all that jazz. Holla at your boy. And we're going to get started today. We just doing some hip hop news. We had some fun stuff, some good stuff, some kind of crazy stuff that we wanted to talk about. But first, we'll start with some like, are you for real news? We had on Twitter, there was a young gentleman that sparked a little controversy. DJ Green Villain.
Not Green Lantern?
No, Green Villain.
Oh.
He said, look, y'all want to retweet some stuff? Put this out there. I'll go song for song. Kanye versus Quincy Jones production. I'm putting money up on it. If you're not going to go song for song for money, stop mentioning me. All right. Now, I'm on the line with a producer. So, you know what? Before I weigh in, because Twitter weighed in on him, they did not fully agree with DJ Grim Villain. I'd like to get your perspective as a producer, you know, before I give my ideas. You know
it's,
I mean?
it's apples and oranges. One came before the other. One had to inspire the other. So it's like trying to compare. You know, I mean, it's like trying to compare Bill Russell to Shaq. You know what I mean? Okay. Like, one had to come before the other. They both were great in their time.
Yes. But...
comparing things like from different eras is kind of hard to do. I wouldn't pick those two people. I would pick someone Kanye in his era and Quincy Jones and someone in his era. Like, you know, like, you know, the writers on Mozart or Smokey Robinson and Quincy Jones, because that they both were producers too, right? All right. Played instruments, did things too. You know what I mean?
All right. Now, with that said, he did mix eras. So since he did mix eras, would you say he said song for song? Would you say that Kanye has a catalog to stand with the likes of a Quincy Jones?
Time will tell, but he has songs. He's got songs.
Okay. All right. Here's my take on it.
Well, what is this? Okay. this is the reason why I say that.
All right.
And it's one thing only. It's because Quincy Jones is a producer. Kanye is more than the producer.
Okay, so you're talking about like rapping and stuff, and
you have to factor these things in, and that's why I said it's kind of hard to compare the two, because like Quincy Jones, you know, he played instruments and everything, yes, But again, he's a producer, and Kanye was the same kind of producer too, like him, where he hired people and had them work for him too.
But you're talking about someone who has engineered like music for like movies, music for other people that has become their like greatest stuff ever. I don't know if has Kanye produced an album for someone else that has become their best album ever?
Common.
Maybe. Would you say B is Common's best album?
It's good.
It's
B is when was good. When was the last time you listened to it?
It's been a while. And not saying that I don't like B.
No.
B and Fighting Forever, like the back to back, those are dope albums.
Look at my face. I listened to it the other day. It got better with time.
Is it better than like Water for Chocolate?
It's up there, man. Now I have to listen to it again. It's 1A, 1B, but for me.
B is fire, yo.
Like B is like, it was fire when it came out and it's still fire.
I'm just saying, I don't know.
I just named one. There's more.
I'm saying one, but I don't know if I would consider B John his Legend. Best.
John Legend, first album.
Well, I mean, All John Legend had was Kanye, so I guess I'll give you that.
give me the green light. You know
but
what I mean?
Dude, you're talking about someone who was like writing music, someone whose contemporaries. I feel like he's out of his league, man. And not to say that Kanye doesn't make music and doesn't make good stuff. Kanye easily. In his catalog, probably has 3 to 4 classics. But when you talk about going outside of himself, when you talk about like doing movie scores, when you talk about doing stuff like Frank Sinatra's illest stuff comes from your boy Quincy. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I don't know. I feel like somebody might have put 100 on 10 with that one.
I'm just saying the whole thing is outlandish to start off with, to even put them in the same box. We had to make an argument for argument's sake, I would put these albums up that you said with Frank Sinatra. I say maybe some people don't like Frank. I like Common over Frank. So what are we talking about? I'll choose Common over Frank Sinatra.
I'll ease up on your boy Green Villain.
I still think your boy Green Villain was tripping, but he should get all of the smoke because that's a dumb comparison. He should have compared people in their errors, or at least in close enough errors. You know what I mean, where one is literally not sampling the other.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, that's stupid.
Yeah, and matter of fact, I think the biggest thing. To really, the biggest knock against Green Villain's argument is when Kanye was making The Throne with Jay-Z, he said, this is what it must have felt like to make Thriller. Without Quincy, there's no Thriller to reference. So that goes with what you were saying, like you can't have one without the other.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? There's no Thriller to reference. People don't realize that Quincy did more work than just the work he did with Mike.
Yeah.
People forget. He's like,
stuff he did with The Wiz. You got stuff before even Michael Jackson was probably even born. He was doing stuff basically.
Dude was around when like Ray Charles was in his heyday.
Yeah.
Like, so that's like a whole dude's on another level. But we do have something else. We got some fun news. It's not like fun competition.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? We got some fun competition over the Corona timeline. We've gotten a part two to Swiss Beatz and Timbaland.
Okay.
Woo!
That's where you're going with it?
Oh, yeah. See, and I love that look on your face because I was waiting. I was like, let me see it. You ain't even watch it, did you? Tell it to me.
I watched it.
Woo! Now, question. Question. How does it make you feel to see this kind of friendly competition to see this kind of, you know, almost like playfully battling, but also bantering and uplifting one another. You know what I'm saying? How do you feel about that? Before we get into the battle itself.
I have no problem with that. I just have a problem with, I thought it, when you sent it to me, I thought it was going to be an actual beat battle of some sort.
I know. And I'm going to get into that in a second.
That's what they were doing before, right?
Yeah.
I remember them going back and forth. I was like, cool, they're making some beat. They both in the studio. Cool. They're just playing their hits back and forth. That ain't no battle.
Bless you.
I've seen it done before in live person. Two producers. Alchemist, Just Blaze.
And they still have that. They still have that that clip going around where Alchemist drops the Jadakiss joint.
We gonna make it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they were both, but they were both for playing like some. They actually sometimes play the same sample that they both used too. Like who had the better version?
Oh, who chopped it better?
And it was Alchemist every time when that happened.
Woo! You know what? On a sneak. People don't really give ALC the love.
He's getting it now. He's on Jay Electronica's album. He's getting it. Jay-Z and Alchemist might be getting an album together. What about that? What do you think about that?
You know what? I wouldn't be mad at that, but I feel that the Jay-Z now isn't really Let me hear it. Let me hear it first. I'm trepidatious.
If we get the Jay-Z that was on Jay Electronica's album, I have no problem with it.
Okay, I'll agree.
Energy-wise.
So, with that said, the problem I have with this battle is that it's not particularly a battle. And people were playing it off like it was. And I was like, oh man, I really wish it could have been like a battle. But then I also know business-wise, you can't just be putting beats out there, you know what I'm saying, that, you know, I mean, any of us can record and be like, all right, let me, you know what I'm saying, SoundCloud this up. Now I got a new hit, you know what I'm saying? But I don't know the amount of people that would or wouldn't do that. I just didn't see it as a battle, but I did see it as a nice kind of throwing each other love. Like, yo, man, when you did that, that was dope. And yo, you know.
Yeah, that was cool. That was cool.
Yeah, so I did like that, but I don't think it was a battle per se, and I think people overplayed what it was.
Yeah, it's like someone saying it's a freestyle battle and someone's with a notebook. Like, it's not the same.
Like cannabis?
I didn't want to mention any names, but since you mentioned cannabis...
Cannabis pulled out a notebook, son.
Yeah, like cannabis. Exactly like cannabis.
Man. Oh. Good old cannabis boy. Good old cannabis. All right, so we got some more news that was heartwarming news, sad news as well. Drake, The Weeknd, J. Cole, they FaceTimed this kid, 11-year-old kid, before he passed. He had been battling cancer for quite some time. I think they said 3 years.
Yeah, 3 years.
But they were all able to FaceTime him, before he passed on. And, you know, the reason I added this story in is, and to see your perspective too, but it's one of those things where it's like, we can sit back and be like, you know, hip hop means a lot to us. You know what I'm saying? Even if it's, you know, spiritually or whatever, it's the music that, you know, we grew up to, we listened to, we lived to. And it, you know, to a certain degree, it helps our spirits, it helps our, you know, our demeanor. And just to see hip hop doing something to help just one person out was nice. It was a nice story for me. I mean, of course, unfortunately, the young man passed away, but to see guys get together that, you know, sometimes are pit against each other due to whatever their past are and stuff like that.
Or just the media, because they have nothing else to do.
Yeah, yeah, you know, or the media doing it. It was
always
nice.
Media. Yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah. It was nice.
It's always good when like things like that happen to show like we're human. We're all human. You know what I mean? Like, we're not just, even though they're quote unquote star, they're still a human to start off with. You know what I mean? Like, you're still human. Yeah. So you have feelings and emotions that, you know, you can show and do something kind, do something nice. You know what I mean? Like,
definitely.
That's this. Sometimes it's hard for people to do something nice, but it was great to see that these three people did something nice. You know what I mean?
I definitely enjoyed that, and I thought it was, you know, I thought it was impressive and powerful. And I props to them for that one. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Props to them. I definitely, you know, because I know there's a lot of opportunities that I think are missed, but it was beautiful that this one wasn't. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So. You know, much love to that. But I did want to get your take on some news from your boy Lil Wayne.
Okay.
Hip Hop DX, the most trusted.
Wait. You mean Lil Wayne, who now listens to the new artist now? Okay, got it. Keep going.
Hip Hop DX, the most trusted source in hip hop news. Actually, you know, Hip Hop DX is not the crazier of the, you know what I'm saying? They're not the crazier of the publications. But during an appearance on Sneaker Shopping with Complex, which everybody loves Complex, Weezy casually referred to Lil Baby as his favorite artist. Architron, does Lil Wayne's endorsement of Lil Baby change your perception or your love for Lil Baby's music? Go.
When he said little baby, did he mean like baby when baby was a baby? Little baby? Or did he mean actually like, no, this guy?
The rapper
named
Lil Baby. Yeah.
Oh, Lil Baby. Okay. No, I think I've heard him rap like once. I didn't hold Lil Wayne at as high regards either. So didn't his opinion about another rapper. Lil Wayne's good. Lil Wayne's good.
Mm. There's not going to be any Lil Baby tracks in rotation for Architron right now.
No, it's not. I don't know enough, and what I heard wasn't moving me to listen to more.
I will agree.
Yeah.
I heard Lil Baby. Didn't even know Lil Baby was Lil Baby. But one thing I did know is it wasn't for me.
Okay. Yeah.
See? Man, he like, nah, it ain't for me.
No, yeah, it's not for me. And Lil Wayne now, you know, in previous times have been saying he doesn't listen to no one else but him and Tech N9ne. Error, he doesn't listen to new artists in various interviews over the last 5 years. And I've seen some of these interviews and they say it. And I'm like, okay, cool. I mean, I get that. Like, you're trying to make your own stuff and not trying to follow what else. But, like, now you're saying this is your favorite rapper now. Maybe, you know, evolution. This is the Lil Wayne evolution.
Okay.
Let's hope he evolves that name and just calls himself Wayne.
And you know what? I'm glad that you said that word evolve, because evolve is what we all want to do. You know, we all want to, you know, move forward and make strides and grow. Unfortunately, Trick Daddy decided not to evolve and or grow because Trick Daddy is still trying to smack people up and quote, "I'ma break your jaw" to Trina's former manager. All right, so here's my question to you about Trick Daddy. Do you think that Trick Daddy should just like sit down? Cause I feel like, I feel like Trick Daddy is—he's getting in a lot of trouble.
I didn't know he was still standing up. Like, I thought he sat down a while ago.
He always got something funny to say.
When you said these two names, like when you said Trick Daddy's name, I had to think about what was the last Trick Daddy song I heard, and why is that not the news? You know what I mean? Like, I don't like if the news—if the news about you. Most majority is like about an interview. You said what you said in an interview and what you said on the show. You've evolved into something else.
Yeah,
you are no longer the rapper Trick Daddy that drops songs, right?
I mean, and Trick did love the kids. Used to love the kids.
I don't think
Trick ever loved the kids.
I don't know about that. I just think like no, this is it's. I get what the why it's about, like what it's about, but hey, when it's, things are being recorded, you got to move in silence, you dummy.
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing? You know, like when he said, could have been, you know, you could be charged or something, you know, the threats of some sort, right? You know what I mean? Like, you should watch what you're saying when the camera's rolling.
Yeah, it's just crazy because, I mean, I know to a certain degree, you got someone who's like, essentially sort of kind of defending their friend, but you think that at the age and level of Trick Daddy that maybe, well, Trick Daddy has been into some foolishness, but you think that maybe he'd be like, you know, let me just go the legal route and not talk about breaking people.
He probably went the legal route, man. Legal route take too long. It's easy to bust somebody over the head and get that money.
Blacka blacka.
Yeah, it's, in his world, I guess it's easy to threaten people to get the money.
Yeah, you got, you know what I'm saying, money.
And I'm like, see, think about,
gotta go.
What is Trick Daddy's drug of choice again?
I don't know. When you look at him, I don't know.
Well, he has lupus.
Like meth? Stuff. I don't know.
He got lupus and stuff, so he can't. He got some issues there already. So
all right, word.
But he's not taking no medicine though.
Nah, like, he looked.
I forgot he said drink cognac. I forgot what he said. He'd be just drinking like, like he don't. He got his own kind of medicine, you know. Like so he's self healing. You know what I mean?
I don't think that's the right way to do it.
I forgot what it was. It was when he was on the Breakfast Club years ago, like 5 years ago. He said what he did for what he takes for his lupus.
But you know, just guys, try the legal route, please. You know, don't smack people up. Last bit of news that we want to get through, talk about is kind of like some sad news.
More sad news?
Man, well, this ain't sad like crying news. But I mean,
I'm crying right now, man.
You know, kind of an end of an era.
I'm in tears.
Hip hop
like willows.
Hip Hop Hub, Fifth Element, and Uptown closing after 21 years. Rhymesayers Crew's renowned record store was shuttered on March 16th and will now not reopen. It's kind of like seeing, you know, just seeing another representative of, you know, like Fat Beats and, you know, all of those kind of like, you know, just going away and, you know, just the representative of another time just kind of passing on, and it's kind of like you know, the place had memories, you know, tons of shows, the music that they were able to move, but then also knowing that, you know, just things are different now, and you know, stuff like, you know, when you think of like all the stuff that's gone, you know, music wise like whether it's like Peaches or Tower Records or, you know,
Camelot, don't forget Camelot's
gone. Like, you know, you think of all those things. Yeah, the wall. You think of those things that are gone. It's just kind of sad to be like, man. You know, it's like, you know, it's over. Like that stuff is, you know.
Yeah, I guess you could say.
You know, we're stepping out of that era into something different.
Comic book stores too. Some of them, like some of the smaller ones, had to, you know, when they closed up, like they might not be able to reopen. You know.
Yeah.
Even like, I heard something about the distributor, like. One of the biggest distributors.
Diamond,
Diamond, yeah. So like that, so stuff like even then, like things change, like and the ones that were like on the edge of almost like, you know, going out of business anyway, are now just like being pushed over that edge now, you know?
Yeah, it's like they just done, and it's a shame because this era is seeing a lot of stuff come to an end. You know what I'm saying? So I did, you know, even though. We've talked about Rhymesayers before, you know, kind of like the Rhymesayers style, the rappity, rappity, rappity rap style, but still they represented a certain time in hip hop that I think, you know, it, for better or worse, was an era. It was, you know, something that people kind of like grabbed onto because of the pervasiveness of what was kind of like the Jiggy era. Even though I think you need both, you need a healthy mix of both. The problem is that you never get a healthy
mix. We don't need any healthy.
You never get a healthy mix.
We don't want the Jimmy era mix in none of our mixes, okay, sir?
Well, no, there's always going to be a need to go out and party. There's always going to be a need to dance. The problem is everything should not be a party.
It doesn't have to be jiggy, though. It doesn't have to be jiggy. But no, don't do that, sir. Sir, please stop.
Why you can't get your shoulders moving?
Nope,
you know?
Nope. No more jiggy. Jiggy is dead.
Yo, man, getting jiggy with it.
Oh, gee, the jiggy era. What started the jiggy era? Like, what was it like, the start of the jiggy era? Was it
Puff started it, and I think, Puff kind of, I guess, like, Will kind of made a song about it, so made it a whole other thing. But
by the time he made it, it was like 90s, it's like when Big Pass, it became Jagger. That's it.
Yeah.
When B.I.G. passed, it became the Jagger. That was the start of the Jagger. Because then you had No Way Out, Mace came around.
Yeah.
Will did the album in 98, the next year.
Yeah.
Jay was dropping Volume 1 and Volume 2. Volume 1 was super jiggy. You had the Sunshine track on that.
Ooh, Sunshine. Yo, I implore you, go back and watch the Sunshine music video with Jay-Z.
I've seen it.
Everybody, I remember when it came out. I remember when it came out, and I was like, who is this guy? Like, because imagine someone who had Reasonable Doubt was like, man, wow, it's cool, man. It's a cool little energy. I like the songs. It's really dope, man. You're like, kind of listening, putting them in your rotation, and you're enjoying the song, like The Evils and, you know, Regrets or whatever. Like, you know, I mean, not Regrets, The Evils and, Dead Presidents, and, you know, like, and you're like, man, like, really enjoying the skits. And you're like, man, I really like this. This is nice to listen to. It's enjoyable. And then hit you with Sunshine.
Okay.
I was even down with Ain't No. But Sunshine came out and I was like, oh, what?
Me and Conspiracy P sat down with Volume 1.
We got to get Conspiracy P next week, man.
It's not that bad. Hindsight, not that bad. Ooh. I was very shocked at myself being like, agreeing, like, yo, these tracks are not that bad, actually. We definitely gave this album a bad rap.
Man, you know what? We should pick one album like that, like one album that, like, we kind of collectively were like, I'm good. And then next week we can.
It would have been Nostradamus, but we can't do it because the one person in the party likes Nostradamus over I Am.
Haas?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, we shouldn't even be talking about this because we'd be blowing up his spot right now. This is a very unpopular opinion.
Nasty Escobar.
He has his arguments, which are very, very compelling, and I understand them.
Really?
Yeah.
Man, you know what? Yo, you know what? That might be something fun to do, like, one day. Might be something fun to do. Be like, you know what? This album is actually better than that one.
Yeah, but yeah. It could be like Volume 1, Nostradamus.
Volume 1. Ooh. Oh, man, that was
what else it could be like? It's basically everyone's like second album, pretty much. You know what I mean? Like, everyone has everyone's sophomore slump, quote unquote. You know what I mean?
True.
Like, we could do Electric Circus. That's the one that everyone hated when it came out, remember? Electric Circus.
Yeah, even though Electric Circus was 5?
Yeah, but I'm off the sophomore slump. I was talking about people's, like, album that people hated.
Stuff that, and it's funny because, like, I felt like I was the only one that liked that joint.
No, so I was like, I liked it too.
I was like, everybody hates this? Nobody likes this?
maybe like Infamy, like Mobb Deep's like fourth album. That's worth a re-listen.
Alright, cool. We'll choose something, guys, for us to re-listen to.
I think Infamy had Burn on it.
Burn was pretty nice.
Yeah, and Getaway, I believe, was on there too. Getaway. That was a single. Those two were the two singles. It got some songs though, but it might
Infamy did have some joints.
worth a re-listen, definitely.
Yeah. Well, guys, that's the show. We've been hanging out. Thanks for hanging with us. Of course, holler at us. We'll holler back at you down in them comments. To my metaphysical right.
Or left. Yeah. Right, left. Me? Oh. Left, right?
Whatever way. All right. Metaphysical.
Yes.
A-R-C-K-A-T-R-O-N. The one, the only, Arcatron.
Hey, y'all. You can find me, and you can find me here at the Space Bridge. I am everywhere you need to be. iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, Yahoo Play, if that's the thing. We everywhere. But you can find me also at my Bandcamp page at arcatron.com. That's arcktron.com. And Mr. Nerd Soul, the connoisseur of all comic books in the whole universe, in the known verses, multiverses. Aha. Where can you find
me,
sir?
N-E-I-D-S-O-U-L. Ha. Ha. That's what we're going to do, y'all. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Love all you guys. Thanks for rolling through, of course. That's also on Spotify for that music. Yes. And also on podcast for that listening. And big shout out to Thought Crimes, Black Tribbles, Four Blurdish, Artists, Blur Girl, Blurdish, yep. Everybody. Y'all stay well. Oh, also big shout out to new Patreon supporter, Jamal Lee. What up, what up? Nice to
have you. What up? We still shout out so Panda
and,
too, right?
Oh yeah, Panda. And of course, Panda, the one, the only. Much love. Thank you. Till next time, we out. Peace.
And a woo for you.
Right, Wu-Tang.
Wu-Tang.